Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 25th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The system that allowed spy agency GCHQ access to vast amounts of personal data from telecoms companies was unlawful for more than a decade, a surveillance watchdog has ruled. The Investigatory Powers Tribunal said that successive foreign secretaries had delegated powers without oversight, but it added there was no evidence the GCHQ had misused the system. Privacy International criticized the cavalier manner in which personal data was shared. Huawei plans to launch a foldable smartphone with a flexible display early next year, according to sources from Nikkei Asian Review. The OLED screen will be built by Chinese firm BOE Technology, with the initial supplies limited to roughly 20,000 to 30,000 units. Huawei hopes to launch its device before Samsung, who also expected to release a folding smartphone in 2019. Google Assistant adds the ability to place duo video calls on Android. Users can ask Assistant to call someone from their contact list. If either the caller or the recipient doesn't have Duo installed, the call will default to Hangouts. It's rolling out to users now. Tesla says its request for retroactive supplier discounts related to ongoing projects. The company said it asked less than 10 of its manufacturing partners to reduce the cost of long-term projects that started in 2016. Tesla acknowledges any resulting price adjustments would help its cash flow, but not affect its profitability in FQ3. US officials say cyber attackers penetrated the control room of some power companies. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, the US Department of Homeland Security has revealed that the Russia-backed hacker group hit hundreds of targets last year. The group, called Energetic Bear, even managed to get into some power companies' networks that were air-gapped or isolated from the internet. The hackers snuck in by targeting trusted suppliers to the utilities. Once inside their systems, they found ways into power firms' networks. According to a DHS official, the cyber attackers got to the point where they could throw switches. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.